money, heroes, private jets, polish.
Hello, and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. It's WrestleMania weekend, and Danny is with us in the studio.
Welcome back, Danny.
I'm back. It's time for steak versus career.
It's always good. I think that's one of the most highly anticipated matches ever, steak versus career.
I actually think that they're going to pull an ECW and not actually have any of the world title matches last. They'll actually have steak versus career to actually end it.
So have you been probably by the time the show comes out,
it'll be after WrestleMania.
Yeah, it'll be after WrestleMania, but we'll just pretend for a moment that these people out here have not watched WrestleMania. Either that, or we can have spoilers, our own version of spoilers.
Oh, I can't believe that Shawn Michaels won the steak.
He won the steak.
It better be like a cartoon steak. It
was clearly the greatest steak in the world because, you know, he put his entire career on the line to get it.
I like that, man.
Boy, you want my steak, you gotta earn it.
Now let me ask you this, Danny. You're the only person out of this circle who's actually talked to The Undertaker, sir. You have spoken. You've been in the presence of the dead man. Now, yeah. let me ask you, I've been looking at him on television lately, and he's all red, and he's all pretty scary. Was he scary in person?
Yes, he's a very intimidating presence in person, and I pulled the super nerd, and I actually called him by his real name.
Did you act like a mark, or is that how to describe it, or what happened?
No, it was at a hotel in Ohio where they were filming a house show in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be on the same floor as him, and I was hanging out with some of my friends on the ninth floor lobby, and then looking down the hall, I was like, holy shit, it's The Undertaker. And then he's just walking down the hall, he's headed for the elevators. So he pushes the down button, and I kind of come up from behind him. I was like, excuse me, Mr. Calloway? And he turns around really fast, and he's like, you know me?
And then, like, that's, like, to me, imagining how The Undertaker, like, acts. Like, you know how, like, when The Undertaker... in the ring, when The Undertaker, you know, when the ref is like, he's counting the five and he's like, use a closed fist, one, two, and then The Undertaker turns around real fast and like stares him down.
Yes, exactly. It's like when someone tries to jump him and they punch him from behind, he snaps around and turns and stares at the guy.
Is that what happened to you?
It wasn't that like extreme, but he did kind of turn around and look at me. He's all like, you know me? And I was like, you're The Undertaker. And then it occurred to me, this is one of those things where it's one of the situations that you think of the best thing to say like 30 minutes later. Because I was like, man, I should have totally pulled the ignorance card out and been like, yeah, you're mean Mark Calloway. You wrestled in WCW back, and then just to see reaction.
Let me stop you right here and go back to our intro. Hey, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show with Danny. Danny met The Undertaker. Now we're back. So basically, you were thinking 30 minutes later, you're like, man, I should have said, like, oh man, when you were with Paul Heyman and you were with the skyscrapers with Sid Vicious or Danny Spivey.
It's like, man, I remember when you had short red hair and you beat Sid Vicious. Before.
But what actually came out? Like, so Undertaker like turned around
real
quickly, like if you were like a ref.
And he stared me down for a little bit.
Did he really stare you down?
Well, he didn't stare me down, but he stared at me. He's all like, you know me? And I was like, you're The Undertaker. He goes, that's right. No, he seriously was like, that's right. So I think he,
that's right.
I think he seriously doesn't like being addressed by his real name.
That's right. It's like
he wants to only be addressed
so,
by The Undertaker.
Yeah, so he's like one of the what is it? Protectors of the concept of kayfabe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think
know me, boy.
I think it's very much he demands to be recognized as character. To protect the integrity of the character.
I mean, if you think about it, he did work like real hard trying to do that. I mean,
he
like
he's
he might as well as not he might as well just do what the Ultimate Warrior did.
I would have been better off pulling the ignorance card, because then he'd have no excuse to like be like, oh shit. If I pulled the ignorance card, then it'd be like, listen up, boy. I kind of got a new career now. I'm wrestling the WWF, and my name now is The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, not like Gravedigger.
And the sad thing is, I would have been like, you don't look like an Undertaker, because this is when he was doing the whole,
American Badass.
Yeah, he was doing the Biker Taker thing. So he was still, even at the house show, he came out on the Harley. So, you know, it was pretty much the American Badass Undertaker. So it had nothing to do with, like I said, 30 minutes later, it would have been the greatest conversation ever. It probably would have pissed him off no end, but it would have been a legitimate like ignorance card.
Now, like when that moment arrived, how long did this happen? Like, what was the span? Like, so turn around, was it like a minute and he was gone?
Yeah, it was about like 90 seconds. Cause I was like, you know, I said like stuff like I've watched your first match and you know I've admired your work for the longest time, and I asked him if I could shake his hand, and he shook my hand, and I was like, hey, can I get a photograph with you?
And he goes, did you try to sneak it in? You're like, oh, by the way, can I take a photograph?
Well, no, I mean, I had my digital camera with me, so I was like, yeah, can I get a photograph with you? And he's like, I don't do pictures.
That's true. Have
worth
you ever
asking? I guess.
Yeah, you do
have,
not.
Have ever, you ever seen him?
Nope. No, there are no pictures of like Undertaker on the street or him wearing like street clothes or anything like that. No, it doesn't exist. He goes, and he's all like, "But if you got something to sign, I'll sign it for you."
Now, like, let me like you're doing the voice. You're doing the Undertaker, like, you know, the scare Shawn Michaels Undertaker voice. Is that really how he talks?
Like, yeah,
is that
how he talked like that. He spoke like that very. And it seemed very natural to him. It's not like, you know, it's not in character. Maybe he turns up the volume a little bit on camera, but for the most part, that's a lot like how he really speaks.
See, now that brings me back to the point. Like, I think in real life, I would be afraid of the Undertaker, man. You know what I mean? If he was mad at me in real life, I would be scared.
Yeah, I'd be scared of him too.
Dude's like, how much? Almost 7 foot?
Yeah, he's had to have been like 6'10".
6'10"? Yeah. Which is pretty much already.
Yeah.
To a normal human being, these might as well just be a giant.
He's 8 feet. Yeah, he's about 8 feet tall.
Jeez.
But it's like, and then, you know.
It's like that when in Entourage where they had that other dude from MMA take that car space.
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah, it's like...
What's a Chuck Liddell?
But, like, what if, like, you ran into Undertaker, like, just, like, at a regular, like, shopping mart or something, you know? And, like...
I don't think that ever happens.
Where does he get his food, then? You know what I mean? Like, what if you accidentally cut him off on the road and, like, took his parking spot or something? You know, like...
See,
it'd just be nasty.
See, that's one of those things that... Undertaker is a good example of... like that sort of crossover persona that might not work in the real world, but he has to live it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has to follow through or else it's just not going to work. Like, say, John Cena can go out in the real world and girls can be like, oh, it's the Marine, and The Rock can do that. But you can't really see The Undertaker working outside of, you know what I mean? It's sort of like he can't.
He
like,
can only be in the ring.
You can't see him pumping gas or anything.
Yeah, you can't exactly. He walks into a room and throws his hands up and the lights go on and off and type deal. You know what I mean? It's like there's certain things that like... And that's why during the biker Undertaker seems like a time where he could do it.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
He never capitalized on it. I think the most thing he ever did was he showed up at like those like support the troop rallies with flags and stuff.
Yeah,
but that was it. That was like just him being.
I feel like
patriotic taker.
He should do a commercial for the clapper.
So like, he just throws his hands up.
Yeah,
but he's not clapping. He does it without clapping.
That'd be
it's like
Kofi
the
Kingston.
Yeah,
the Kofi Kingston, the boop boop,
bang bang.
Boom.
Yeah,
they
whatever.
Need to do some connection with that. You know what would be great is, like, you know when everyone gets old and they do, like, mall tours or something? Like, just... Or they do, like, sci-fi conventions and stuff.
Horror conventions.
Yeah. Like, so basically, it would be great if The Undertaker did a convention with Gravedigger. Like, it's like, you can see The Undertaker together.
No, they had a legitimate monster truck that
named
was,
the Undertaker?
Like, The Undertaker.
I remember that.
Yeah, oh, actually,
purple and black, and it had The Undertaker symbol all over
but
it.
But was it named after
him? Yeah, it was named after the wrestler.
See, I subtly remember that, and then I remember that because they were, like, Undertaker versus Gravedigger.
Who won that? Do you guys know who won that match?
I don't know, but I remember it was, like,
honestly,
a big deal.
Honestly, I don't really care.
It was, like, when I was in elementary school, but actually, I do really care.
To tell you truth,
I would like to know.
To tell you truth, I really don't even know how like who wins and how people win in the monster truck. You know what I mean?
I think it's like if you tip them over, or is that Robot Wars?
This is how turtles fight, guys. The point is to turn the other turtle over.
Do you know what? Actually, I don't know why, but for
I've
the
never
past,
seen turtles fight. So
it's Robot Wars.
For the past month or so, I've been having like daydream fantasies of going to like a monster car truck thing.
You know the best thing?
I don't know why, but I just have a desire to go now.
It's like Robot Wars, and the best part about Robot Wars, the ultimate weapon. You had like robots that could like spit fire and stuff. The ultimate, best, like, it's like from what I can remember, the robots that could never be defeated were like flat. They were flat.
Oh, yeah, because impossible to flip those over.
Yeah, exactly. They were flat, had wheels, and they had like a spatula. That's all they did. They slide the spatula underneath the other robots and then flip them. And then game over. That's it.
It's
undefeated
solution
street.
Right there.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to the subject of like, you know, you met the Undertaker. Have you met any other, like, I'm going to count Undertaker as a celebrity. He is a celebrity.
Yes. I've met lots of wrestlers.
Like, but have you met any other, like, celebrities in, like, in real life? Not like fall in line, but like sort of like in real life. Like, you're like, oh, across the street, there's that guy.
Like
you know
a
what
random
I mean?
Occurrence celebrity.
Has there ever been a situation like that? Because for me, I know just recently while I was over in LA at LAX, I don't know if this is a big deal for anyone, but I saw Morgan Webb. Like, to me, that's a huge deal. And like, I was really being taunted by my partner who were both out there on a shoot, and he was like, "Dude, like, you got to go over. You don't, no regrets, type deal." And I never talked to her, but I saw her. I had to keep that moan alive. But was there ever a time where you guys have seen like a celebrity and you're like,
"It depends on your definition of celebrity."
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Morgan Webb might not be a huge celebrity. You know, she's on X Play on G4, and she also had this web show called Web Alert. Like, and I follow that daily. To me, she's a celebrity. To me, you know, she means a lot. But is there someone in that situation for you guys?
Back in December, I met Robin Leach.
Of this year? What?
Robin Leach of the Robin Leach of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
How did that happen?
I was in Vegas.
But like, so you know, he just happens to be there? Like he's on the slots and you tap him on the shoulder?
No. It was technically at an event, but he wasn't advertised. He was just hanging out with the mayor.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, "Hey, that's Robin Leach over there." And I was like, "No way. Oh my God, it really is Robin Leach." And you hear him speaking and he's got that same exaggerated like accent.
Really? Like in real life, that's how he's
like,
Well then,
Lifestyle of the Rich and
Caviar
Famous.
And Champagne Dreams next time on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
That's Sean Connery. But.
Nice to meet you, Dan. Not yet. Shut up. Carolyn, so have you any stories you have for meeting any other sort of celebrities or people? Because you met Jon Stewart. You met actually the whole Daily Show. I remember that.
Yes. But I knew that they were going to be there.
But
I didn't know where or when.
Yeah, tell us about that. Like that situation, how that came about.
I was at the Republican National Convention and they were covering it in 2000. And it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I was walking to the convention. I didn't know I was going to see them like on the very first day, but I had all my Jon Stewart stuff with me because I had his book, Naked Pictures of Famous People, with me. And I had like a slide of some art that I did. So I had a photographic slide and I was going to give it to him because I'm that much of a dork and I already had it planned. But I didn't know like where he would be or how to meet him or anything. But it was like just coming right into the venue. And it was, like, at some type of Staples Center or something like that. I forget what it was called, but it was some, you know, like, one of those big convention halls. And so I just, like, walking towards the area, and I saw him. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's freaking Jon Stewart. So I just stopped.
Did he, like, walk?
Started talking to him.
Did they walk as a group? Like, is that how it was?
Well,
and they walked
like,
past
kind
you?
Of talk. They were, like, they had, like, their own little area, like, near the press area.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, wow, it's Jon Stewart. And I was there with my dad. And my dad kept walking up ahead of me. And I was like, Dad, come back. It's Jon Stewart. And, like, and then he, like, he didn't know at that time who Jon Stewart was.
Yeah.
And so, like, now I'm like, now he's like, oh, I didn't realize he was that big. And I was like, Dad, I was telling you. But this was actually before, this was, like, right before he got to, like, the mainstream level of Daily Show.
Yeah.
Was he Big Daddy? In Big Daddy yet?
I can't remember if he was in Big Daddy yet, but he I think it was might be before or around that time. I'm not really quite sure. So I guess we'd have to IMDb what year that came out. But it was 2000. when I saw him.
Well, that was well after Big Daddy, I thought.
Okay. It might have been after. But it was, like, the part where he, like, he's had his own show on MTV, and he, you know, he's been around for a while, but it wasn't to, like, that huge level yet where everyone knew about the
but
Daily
see,
Show.
I think that's how it is with me, like, in Morgan Webb at this point. It's, like, it's not big yet, but... You know what I mean? At that point, it's huge.
Man, to the
you know
nerd, I mean? To nerds, Morgan Webb is like goddess.
Really?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Oh man.
Man, what was it?
I swear to you, it was
you know,
awesome.
Did you ever hear the story about when it was like during the whole initial crackdown of the MP3s, like Madonna actually put out a fake MP3.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was released by Madonna, and it was just like you know. It was, some fake hype was created to like Madonna's new single, and then so naturally all the nerds got a hold of it, and they found the MP3, and it starts off like it's a new song,
yeah.
And then like 15 seconds into it, it's Madonna's voice being, "What the fuck are you people doing?" And like it's like a
an anti-piracy
type thing. So what happens? A bunch of angry hackers hack Madonna's website. But on the website...
I never heard about this story.
On the website, they put, like... They basically just put all this nasty shit about Madonna, and the very end of it goes, "I love Morgan Webb, will you marry me, Morgan Webb?"
That's awesome,
and then
dude.
Naturally, when something like that gets that much exposure, people are like, "Who the hell's Morgan Webb?" And
yeah.
They Google her, and they find pictures of this chick with big boobs and doe eyes and likes video games. They're like, "Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's Morgan Webb."
That's Morgan Webb. But see, like, for me, that's not how, like, the sort of, like, the fandom of Morgan Webb started. Like, I think it sounds weird for me to say it now, but, like coming out of film school, I really didn't feel like I was sort of up to date on technology, in a sense. And then, like, you know, suddenly I stumbled upon, like, Web Alert, you know, like, her daily news show. And, you know, she would actually... You know, it wasn't like the daily news where you see like accidents and stuff like that, but she'd be updating you like on intellectual things, like the new technology.
Tech news.
Yeah, like tech news, but also like she introduced me like to TED and, you know, like the website TED with all these
yeah, the new, lectures.
Yeah, the lectures and stuff. And, you know, basically, you know, it was for some reason it was stuff that I wanted to hear about at that time. And like I watched her for like, you know, several like 2 years or so. And I felt like to me, I was like, wow, like I'm getting my mind back in shape of actually like learning to want to be smart. And like, I feel like that's what she did to me. And then now the show has ended and now she's more.
The great thing about her show, though, is that it was like, how long was each show?
It was really simple. It was like five minutes.
It was like 5 minutes and you could.
It was just a talking head.
It didn't show her boobs
or anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
It was very digestible for every day. You just watch 5 minutes and you're like, you felt like you were up to date with everything like going on. And
well, I hate to burst your bubble, but she did a monthly column for FHM magazine.
She did with the video games, and she was posing
always in some sort of titty outfit.
Yeah, but then FHM like went down.
Well, all the magazines went down.
There's
they all
no
suck.
More FHM.
I think so. Who cares? They're
yeah,
gone.
I get Maxim.
I think stuff's gone.
I don't know why I get Maxim, but it all of a sudden got sent to my house.
Man, Maxim's quality is so bad.
I don't even pay for it, and they send it to my house. Who knows
why? Yeah, I haven't
why.
Paid for Maxim in 3 years, and they keep sending it to me under a fake name.
But now they keep... Well, mine's under my real name, but now they actually send me, like, these... I think I might be nearing my year subscription that I never signed up for, but now they're sending me, like, these envelopes that says subscribe now. They might be doing that for, like, a few months, but then they'll probably send me more later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how I even got that on the list. But yeah, Maxim, I'm honestly like disappointed in the whole look of Maxim. I don't really think they have anything going for it. Literally, I can read a whole issue of Maxim in probably like 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't remember reading Maxim once.
Man, about like Maxim.
Just flipped through.
2 or 3 months ago, they totally dropped the ball because they had this like, I think it was like Axe or something. They paid for a really, really special cover on top of the cover.
Yes.
And then
the one with the teacher or a different one.
Yeah. But you know who the actual cover girl was?
Who's that?
Olivia Munn.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Because it was also a double.
Anyone who gets the magazine, they don't know Olivia Munn's on the cover.
Yeah.
Alright, so you have to flip through the fake cover to find out it's Olivia Munn. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this girl is like the hot stuff.
See this
she was on Top of the World, she's on Playboy, has her own Attack of the Show, and every nerd as well as every guy in the world love with her. She's like the perfect woman,
except for me, since I'm I like Morgan Webb over Olivia Munn.
It's just an example of how Maxim dropped the ball. And in the actual photographs inside, I was like, my God, I was like,
did you think they were crappy?
Yes, they were awful.
There you go.
Awful, awful,
Bing.
Awful photos. I was like, man, it's really hard to make her not look good. All they could have done, you could give her a Kodak point and shoot and said, go around and take a couple pictures of yourself and then mail them back to us. You would have gotten a whole lot better pictures.
It's sort of funny that that's how you that's the camera that you say. Because like they actually did that. The that Maxim photo shoot was done with like a point and shoot, but it was a Canon point and shoot. They wanted to go for that sort of like, I don't know, sort of a cross brand.
No,
of
I'm talking
like,
about in the cardboard box, like you find it fucking Disney.
Can I chime in here for a second? Because I feel very strongly about this photo shoot.
All right, let's get on the subject of Olivia Munn's Maxim photo shoot. I
and
forget when it was.
I will say, it was like
2 or 3 months ago.
I remember she was wearing a pink bikini. She was on a.
I mean, that's all you gotta know, really. Yeah. But anyway, you know, like, first of all, let me just say, I didn't like any of her poses on there. Because the front just has her, like, just her legs, like, wide open.
Yeah, in the fuck me pose.
Yeah. Yeah, she had her mouth open. her mouth open with her legs open like that. Like, personally, I mean, I guess a lot of guys might like that. But
no, you know what she's doing? She's hiking the football, the quarterback pose.
You know,
yeah, it was like that. I was like, come on, don't bend over.
You know what's really.
Sit like that.
It's also like you go to a. You would go to Olivia Munn's webpage, right? Or her blog.
You find so many
webpage.
Better pictures there.
No, but yeah. I'm not saying that, but she actually. She had a post in which she would post pictures from that, what was it, Maxim?
Yeah.
And she defended it. She was like, I know some of you don't like these, but I actually really like these images in a sense. I think that's what she said. And so she knew that people weren't going to like them, but that they're overly slutty. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not even just the matter of slutty.
I guess
it was a whole bunch
they're
of combinations.
They're just bad photos.
They're horrible photos. And she can be a good-looking girl, but it's like the way that she came across in Maxim was really disappointing. And I was like, really? Because I already knew who she was, and I was flipping through her photos, and I was like, these are really not, they don't show her in a good light, and they just are like, I don't know, she just didn't look good. And the photography was like, poor quality. If they're gonna, I don't mind them doing like a cheap photo shoot, you know, like with, or not just cheap photo shoot, but just like a cheap photo camera.
Oh, is the concept or
the
cheap look?
The concept of the cheap look, I don't mind.
Or the point
and
shoot look.
The point and shoot look, I don't mind, but the way it was done, for some reason, just did not come across properly.
No.
And it, I don't know, maybe I just would prefer that it was, like, she'd be all glossy like the normal girls.
Because Elijah Dushku had a photo shoot, like in Complex, that was done with the point and shoot style as well, but hers were, Elijah Dushku, her set was a lot better.
You know, also the problem is, it has nothing to do with the photos themselves. It's the fact that Maxim's quality, the production of the magazine itself, is turned to crap. I honestly, the last Maxim I received, you know the coupon pages that you get? They're like 3 or 4 pages. They always have like pizza coupons on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I honestly thought the Maxim was that.
That's pretty
because
bad.
I got the coupons the same day as the Maxim, and I had it in my hands, and the paper quality felt about the same integrity. And what I normally do is, when I'm sorting through the mail as I'm walking back to my house, anything that's junk, I literally throw in the giant trash can right there in front of my driveway. And I almost threw the Maxim away, but then I was like, holy shit, it's Alice Eve! Well, the chick from, she's out of my league, who probably is a legitimate 10. I think.
I don't know if I got that issue. Was that new?
Yeah.
See, I'm off the subscription now then. I didn't get that. All I'd get is the little dumb envelopes that says I better extend my subscription.
Get it extend.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so haha, penis joke. You know, like, it's like, you know, like they try to be all funny
with,
on
like,
their
Stacey
envelope.
Like Stacey Keebler's ass on it.
Yeah, it's like extend it. And I'm like, what? Do you even know, like, I can't extend?
No,
I'm a girl.
Maxim is crap.
Anyway, yeah, but like, do you know they had an issue that, I guess it was before this, like, other girl, but, who's that girl that was, like, on Nickelodeon that did, like What a Girl Wants? I forgot
her
name.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, they had Amanda
Bynes.
Yeah! And, do you want to know what I did for that? I did not even open the Maxim.
Well, I think Amanda Bynes is sort of overrated
in general. I donated it to
the library. Yeah, she's got a goofy-looking face.
Nothing against Amanda Bynes personally.
I cut out my address, and I donated it to the local library. Because I didn't even want to I didn't even look at it. I didn't even care.
You know the thing.
So what is your opinion on Amanda Bynes, then, both of you?
She's got a banging body, but her face looks like she's still 13.
Do you know what her face is?
Like the unreally... Yeah. Sort of grown in the
no,
face isn't
yeah.
grown
her
in
her face
yet.
Is like Jillian Hall.
Her body grew a lot faster than her
face is
you,
like
you know,
Jillian
you know,
Hall.
Okay, so two things. I literally have a stack of Maxims in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's fine.
Reading material, but
and they're all dated. They're all in order.
They're all in order, and the best part is you can literally pinpoint where the production quality dropped because it went from nice like cardstock covers Like, the covers had some integrity. It felt like a magazine.
Covers had some weight to it.
Yeah, exactly. To covers with no weight at all.
That's true. I do
and
have
the
some.
Fake covers.
And the size of the magazine itself actually got a little bit smaller. It's like they switched publications altogether.
Yeah, everything's getting smaller. Well, they're not the only ones.
Yeah, like, come to say about that, that's like the only magazine I think that's kept up its integrity, for me at least, has been Interview Magazine. Because you go to Rolling Stone is smaller, and it's sort of like, it feels unimportant now. Yeah,
they've gotten trashy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it got a lot smaller.
What was it?
It feels like it's not even anything important.
What was it? Maxim created their music spinoff magazine.
Blender?
Yeah, Blender. Yeah.
Blender is down the drain now.
Yeah, but remember, they made Blender to pretty much...
Well, what's Stuff. They have their stuff as well. Who makes that?
Maxim's. Yeah, Maxim's stuff. But Blender was meant to... All right.
Combat
Rolling Stone was Raw.
Yeah.
Blender was Nitro. And then they're like, we're here. We're just here. We're straight up just coming on your turf. And we're going to do exactly what you're doing. But back to the whole Amanda Bynes thing. When I look at her, it reminds me back, like, year one of Maxim or year two.
Yeah.
They actually had on the cover... The little girl from Party of Five.
Lacey Chabert.
Yes. And it's one of those things where you look at her and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like, no
way.
It
makes you feel like a pedophile.
Yeah, it makes
or
you
something.
Feel like a pedophile. That's exactly what I feel when I look at Amanda
That's how
Bynes.
I felt.
Because she was in all those damn little teeny bopper movies.
Yeah.
And then here she is now. Yeah, she's like, what, 22 or something? She's got
and
a banging
she's
body.
She's of age, but at the same time, it's like you remember her from like a
yes,
little teeny
exactly.
bopper
she
movie.
Still looks like she's that little teeny bopper in the face. It's just the body is
how
developed.
How do you feel about Hilary Duff?
Oh man, there's this thing I saw on the internet.
For her engagement?
Yes! Where she like blew,
we should bring that
we haven't
up.
Talked
where she
about,
blew
talk
the
about.
Hockey player after she
oh
got
oh my
her,
gosh, okay, so
all right, break
they,
it down
here's
here.
The story
down.
Is like, apparently Hilary Duff has been dating this hockey player that I don't know his name or anything, but apparently he's from Canada, and apparently his family owns a fortune from a furniture store or something like that. Apparently he's probably one of the most richest 20-year-olds or so, and 20, I don't know how old he is, 24 or something. He's probably the most richest 24-year-old in Canada. And he actually plays on the team that Carrie Underwood's fiancé plays on. So I guess from this website has a picture of her. I don't know how they got these pictures, though, because they're definitely paparazzi pictures. And yeah. They're up on a balcony,
very
like of a hotel.
Very, very good zoom lens.
And, but how would they know that this moment was going to happen? So then the first picture is of him on his knee. You know, and she's all like, oh! She
yeah,
has
she's
her,
got the Home Alone
she,
face
going. She has her hands. She has her hands.
That's what
up.
It's called now. The is Home Alone face.
She has her hands on face. Hands up on her cheeks and with the mouth open, like, oh my god, he's proposing to me, and he's all down on his knee. So you see him from the back, and you see her face. The next picture shows her on the balcony, holding her finger out with the ring on, taking a picture of it with her iPhone. And then underneath it had a caption like, oh, it shows Hilary Duff shows American women how to handle being engaged. So they're like, step one, act surprised. Step two, take a picture of it and post it for all your friends to see and rub it in their face. A picture of their ring for all your friends and rub it in their
just
faces.
Just get to step three. That's
and
all
step
I even
three,
want to
step three was a picture of her looking like she was giving him a blowjob.
And suck dick, and suck dick, and suck dick.
And there you go, little girls of America. That's how you do it.
That's how
but
you
then,
deal with an
you know
engagement
that,
you're happy with.
But then I was like, that's a $1 million ring, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was we'll like 17 carats or something.
We'll get to that. But like, see, also, Hilary Duff's people said that Hilary Duff's people said that she was giving him gentle kisses on the stomach,
which led to cock in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Honestly, you cannot tell if she actually really is doing that. But
She's doing it. She is near that location of the body. She's doing it. She's doing it. Everyone knows it. She knows it.
The real question is, why wouldn't she do it? It's $1 million ring.
But also, like, she has a freaking $1 million ring, like, always on her hand.
No, I remember a long time
That's
ago.
That's nuts.
Before she was even 18, they showed her, like, getting off a plane, or she was walking towards a beach. And you know the beach bags, they're kind of, like, mesh and stuff, and mm-hmm. you can kind of see what's in it.
Yeah.
There was very obviously a condom. Like in the little pocket up front.
What? How can you tell?
You can tell. They have the mesh.
Is it really that mesh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like it's a square. It's a square with a circle
bags.
In it.
You can see through.
Who was she going out with that time?
No, it was Madden. Like, it was like Aaron Carter or something.
Oh,
that was even before Madden.
That's even
then,
worse,
right?
Man.
I don't even.
Aaron Carter. Who the fuck is Aaron Carter now?
She was before
now?
Joel Madden. Because I remember the thing is like I follow Good Charlotte a lot, and Joel Madden is the lead singer of Good Charlotte, and there was a good period of time where he was with Hilary Duff. Like, they were together for at least 2 or 3 years. Like, it was substantial. And I always remember they were actually on a cover of, like, 17 or one of those type of magazines, both of them together, talking about how great their relationship was and how they were both, like, or I don't know about him, but how she was still virgin and, like,
no, she's not.
She's, like, waiting and stuff. And
I think almost, like, all the girls in Hollywood pretty much
say
that.
That's, like, the running joke.
Or else you'll lose your sponsors.
Exactly.
Well, she was, like, all saying that, and, like, they were all looking all cuddly on the cover and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's weird, because then, like, the next week there's, like, this local, you know, morning DJ guys that are... I shouldn't call them DJs because they have a full talk show. But anyway, but they're called Sports Junkies. And they have connections to Maryland. They're from Maryland.
Yeah.
And Joel Madden is also from Maryland. So they, like, have kind of, I guess... buddies that are, like, intermediate
so
friends.
So they're in the know.
They're in the know of, like, some Good Charlotte people, I guess. Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, they were like, oh, we know for sure that Hilary Duff is definitely banging Joel Madden. Like,
I know.
Like, they were like, this is pretty much confirmed.
This is not opinion, it is fact.
So, like, I don't know. Like, at that point, I was kind of like, come on, Hilary Duff.
Who cares?
Like, why do you even have to go out and be on a magazine cover then? Just don't say anything. It's none of anyone's business. You can do that if you want, but just don't, like, go act like you're all, like,
now here's
pure.
Here's the real question, though. Does that play a factor in your guys' decision when you look at, like, someone like, oh, that person's a virgin, they must be really nice?
Well, if you're going to go out and, like, be on the cover of a magazine, like, and, like... like, denounce it, or, like, not denounce it, I shouldn't use that word, but if you're gonna go out on be on the cover of a magazine and, like, announce it to everybody and, like, you know, act like that, but then you're not, to me that's kind of fake. It's like, just don't even bother with the subject then.
Now, if you were to see Hilary Duff in person, like, you know, probably 10 feet away from you, would you actually, both of you, would you actually go up and try to meet her?
Would
she turn around like the Undertaker and do you know me, boy?
You know me, boy.
You know me, boy.
I would try to. I like her.
Real
I
question
like
is,
her.
What celebrities would you actually want to go and meet, like, in that situation? If that happened, if Hilary Duff was there, would you try to meet her? We'd be like, fuck that bitch. Who cares? She has a $1 million ring. I'll try to steal that $1 million ring or something.
Can't
I'd try to shake her hand.
I'd probably just try to, like, take a picture of her ass or something. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Nah, that's man, probably, that's good.
That's probably the what I'd do. Be like, look, it's Hilary Duff. Maybe try to get a picture of picture of proof that I saw her.
Is there one celebrity out there that you would actually want to be, like, friends with and meet? Like, if there one, like, who do you think would be the one? Who would it be Kanye?
Would be the one.
Man, I don't know.
Would you want to meet Kanye?
But when you were looking at pictures of Hilary Duff, did you ever feel like a child molester or something? Like when you, but
no,
versus
no, no,
Amanda
no,
Bynes.
No, see, before Hilary Duff turned all skanky, like when she was still, she had a little baby fat on her. Like this is when those, this is when, back when you look at her and be like, she's gonna be hot when she turns 18. It's like the Olsen twin effect, you know, before when everyone was doing like the 18-year-old counter.
Because you can see like the shapes in the face.
Yeah, I did the same thing with like Lindsay Lohan before she went all crackhead too. But
Lindsay Lohan would still look good if she wasn't all cracked out.
Well, the problem is she's coked out of her head or drunk all the time, and she's anorexic now.
She has major problems.
And she always had that voice. I was like, ah, yeah.
She's got the Tara Reid voice.
Yeah. Oh my god! Have
oh,
you
man,
seen
that
Tara
would be,
Reid
that would
with,
be...
her, with her when her shirt fell off?
Oh
or
god,
her
that
dress
was disgusting.
Off. She had her nipple around her nipples. Dude, all mangled.
Imagine that.
Looks
movie.
Like a dog bit it.
Imagine a movie with Tara Reid and Lindsay Lohan together.
Oh my god, that would be great. Actually,
that'd be an amazing train wreck to watch, man.
It'd have to be made by National Lampoon.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand the fascination with the Olsen twins, though. To be honest with you, I mean,
freaky
like,
freaky looking, munchy cheese looking.
They are.
Everyone says that they look like aliens or something.
Because they do look like aliens.
But
I'm
then
sorry.
How come all those guys were like, oh my god, I can't count down until they turn 18?
Well, the average guy is sort of like that. They just want to fuck anything that moves.
It's kind of embarrassing for men out
there. Fuck
that
bitch! I'll fuck that bitch! I'm gonna fuck everything that moves.
It's time.
But
to
it's like,
fuck.
Why? Why?
Because they look at any girl and then they're just. Like,
horrible.
You know, they're like, oh, there you go. Wait till you're 18. You know, there's always that countdown with what,
but
any
really,
girl.
Come on.
Lowered
18?
Expectations.
So horrible. For real?
I have a feeling like they, like.
I mean, I think Hilary Duff is. Hilary Duff is like, actually, I think she actually has a more classy. I mean, she did go skank for a while, but I think she does overall have a more classy look than a lot of the other people.
Who's this? Hilary Duff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The classiest one. That would be a tough question.
No, you know who the classiest one is? Mandy Moore.
She probably
is. Mandy Moore. Yeah,
yeah,
I have high respect for Mandy Moore. She's on my list.
She did that. She did that role. Was it a Walk to Remember or something?
Yeah, Walk to Remember. Yeah. And she did. Well, she was insane.
She uglied herself up, but still looked good.
Wait, was she ugly in that?
Well, she wasn't ugly, but she really.
Because she was sick, right? In the movie, she became.
Well, she was like the preacher's daughter, so she was never like, you know, she was just kind of like homely.
Yeah.
But she still looked good.
Well, what about
She was in Saved. And remember that with the cover.
So, what do you think of Miley Cyrus? How is she gonna be when she's 18?
I mean, she's already skanky as it is right now.
Yeah, remember she did that like pole dance at some teen awards or something.
But I do stand up. That was not really a pole dance. I did watch
but
that.
A pole came out of the damn ground.
There was
and she
a
grabbed
pole.
Onto it. And
no, that's
spinning
not true.
Around it.
No, that's not true. What actually happened was they had what's it called, like the ice cream stands. And so they were dancing on the ice cream stands that have a pole on it.
Oh, come on.
And so, like, you know, it was a makeshift dancing pole. It wasn't
really
a stripper
stretching
pole.
It.
And then she dipped once. I also saw this video. There was very like a very similar scandalous thing of, like, some high school teacher who was doing her, like, doing a cheerleader act. And she did a dip. Like, and the kids caught her, like, filmed it. Like, with her camera phone or whatever phone. And she got fired for doing that.
That's stupid.
But I guess it's impossible. You can't do a dip these days, really.
Yeah.
Without being I mean, that's a stripper move anyway.
That's like the lumbata.
Yeah.
The grinding.
But what do you think about
Miley Cyrus?
Miley
I don't know.
Cyrus.
She's sponsored by Walmart.
Do you think she's going to be all hot when she's older?
I don't know.
I mean, was she hot when she was younger?
No, she doesn't have.
She doesn't
really that's not the right question to ask. I'm sorry.
To me, she doesn't really have, like, to me, I mean, I'm not a guy, but. I mean, she's just like a cute girl. She doesn't really have like sex appeal.
Is she a cute girl?
I don't know, actually. She's just like, oh, I'm good. I'm just here. I'm Miley.
She's got like a snaggle tooth too.
Yeah, do you know? Have you noticed
brutality
that they,
on the Carolina
Joe show? They did Photoshop work on her teeth.
Really?
Like on some of the boxes.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Like sometimes you'll see her mangled teeth, but then if you see another one, you'll see the Photoshop version of her like perfect teeth.
Really, in all truth, out of all like the Disney shows, the best looking one, if we're gonna grade it like that, is what's her name, Vanessa Hudgens. That is or Huygens or whatever.
The one
who
posed naked on the
well, she didn't pose naked on the internet, but
well,
she had
snapshots.
Yeah, she had snapshots that were captured.
How did those get out? Wasn't there another Disney star that had that too?
That's probably the best looking one out of all of them.
Even beats Hilary Duff?
Yes. Like we're talking about combination.
This is the girl who's dating Zac Efron.
Yeah. And that's a good couple. You know what we're talking about, Danny?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about that? Does she rate high on that? Is it the underage list at this point?
The beaver looked very angry.
Doesn't know yet, I guess.
So all the women out there, we just have, like, Justin Bieber, which to me is, like, that dude is, like, how
is that
old
you
is
pronounce
he?
It?
It's, like, Bever or Beaver or something like that. Bieber? B-I-B-E-R?
Does that to do with the hair, the comb-over?
Yeah, that's comb-over.
The ultra comb-over?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Helmet head?
Are you familiar with this guy?
No.
Well, this guy, like, I don't know, he's, like, how old is he, 16?
He's like 14.
The only
he's
name
like
I ever hear is that Michael Bublé guy.
But Michael Bublé is of age.
He's way of age.
He's like 28 or something.
Yeah, he's an old fart.
And I like Michael
By the way,
Bublé. I will support. I will support Michael Bublé, but you can't put him in a teeny bop category.
No, you can't.
So who's the teeny bop generation of today then?
For guys, it's like the new Justin Timberlake.
Everyone who's on that damn show,
High School Musical,
Secret
Glee?
Life of a High School Teenager or whatever. The one with everyone's getting pregnant.
Oh, I hate that shit, man.
Juno, the TV series.
I look at that, I'm just like, that's so promoting. I mean, not a lot of people see it, but people will see the imagery and think it's okay.
Oh, I know.
But maybe it's actually gonna keep people away from getting
pregnant.
It's
iCarly.
iCarly?
Yeah.
Whatever
happened. Oh, you know what? That chick is gonna be hot when she's 18.
What about? No one ever happened to Christy Carlson Romano. What happened to Christy Carlson Romano?
Who?
She was in like that one Even Stevens with that other kid that's like
oh,
famous
she did,
now.
Oh, she did the voice of Kim Possible. But see, that's the thing.
She was old. She was really old.
She never really slutted it up, though.
Yeah, she was kind of like the older. She was the big sister of the Disney Channel.
Yeah, she's like the big sister.
Yeah, she always played like the big sister role. It's sad because that Shia LaBeouf or whatever his name is, she's the only one who came out of that show.
Yeah, and he had, like, the, like, afro hair. He had the Corey Matthews hair.
He had the Jufro.
But see, here's the thing, man. I don't really have that big of a problem with Shia, though. I don't know why.
How come all these guys... What's disturbing me is how come all these, like, guys that are, like, say, 40 years old, they're paying attention to, like, Lizzie McGuire and... freaking iCarly. Where and then like for the girls,
I'm not 40.
You're not okay. Excuse me, guys that range from like age 14 to 75 are paying attention to iCarly and Lizzie McGuire.
Wait, I don't
and
understand how
Hannah
I,
Montana.
I'm not sure how iCarly got into this.
Danny brought it up.
iCarly.
No, no. The question was proposed. Who's the Teeny Bob generation of this of now?
No, but and then we were like
iCarly.
We were trying to. And
who
then,
is iCarly again? I don't know.
Some, like,
I know
Nickelodeon
that,
or some Disney. Like,
yeah. I know that I my know. Friend was on iCarly, but I never seen iCarly before.
But
is that with the Hispanic chick? Is that Gomez girl?
No.
No. Oh, the Selena Gomez?
Yeah, is that who
no,
that is?
No, she's got like a very, very like Ivy League prissy name. I can't remember her name.
I don't know her name.
Miranda something.
I have no idea.
I stand by the girls on Gossip Girl. That's fine.
But those are girls are older, but I'm talking
are they?
About,
but that's still.
I don't know. How old are they? 22?
They're not like 25, over 25.
Man, but bitches like that, you know, are high maintenance.
Oh, like an iCarly
isn't.
Right?
Yeah, iCarly's gonna be high maintenance in the future.
Yeah, you know, when she turns 18, she's gonna be like
Dude,
on Gossip Girl.
Any girl that's been, anyone that's been on those shows for more than 5 years is gonna need high maintenance after that. You know what
if
I mean?
You've been on TV, you're high maintenance.
Yeah, you're gonna be high maintenance. You're gonna get so used to having that catering, having five people.
The green
being,
room and the, yeah. and the M&Ms with the, all
come,
the orange ones picked out.
What I'm saying is, like, how come with guys.
Van Halen?
How come with guys, you have, like, okay, Zac Efron, how old is he now? He's like old. He's over 18, right now.
like that's old, or something like that.
No, but all these guys have like the countdown to like.
But you know what? It's a double standard because you got all these goddamn old cougars who are going to Twilight drool over the guy who plays Edward,
Robert Pattinson.
So you have Rob Patterson,
Taylor,
you have Taylor Lautner.
To tell you the truth, guys,
Justin Bieber.
To tell you the truth, I'm actually becoming a fan of Kristen Stewart, and that's probably just because of the movie The Runaways.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
How
like,
old is she? Is she 18? She's
but
probably
then how
18.
Come we have always like these guys that look like Even Stevens with the Jufro?
What are you talking? Name
and Corey Matthews.
No, that's just the shows that you choose to watch that like, have the
Jufros.
But how come there's like no guys like that except for the Twilight guys?
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen that in real life? Let me ask you that. Have you seen that in real life?
I can't tell you the last
Jewish
time
people?
I saw a real Jufro.
That's not on television. Yeah.
I don't know. Seth Rogen?
I saw. No, in real life, Seth Rogen's not real.
He's in fake life.
Seth Rogen's not real. Like in real, I remember I had a friend named Adam in high school that had one. In oh, high right. school,
senior. Adam who?
He was from you know when you go off campus.
Oh,
I forgot what that class is called. The
oh your TV production.
Oh
class?
Yeah, that's right.
It was the only one I knew that had that.
Yeah, I don't even.
I'm sure there's.
I knew a guy with a Jufro in high school. I forget his name though.
Jufro.
Yeah,
Jufro. He's called Jufro, the fro.
he did have a Jufro.
But I'm just saying, like,
kind
I kind
of
feel
too.
Like it's
you're saying
like,
there's no nothing
have,
for the girls.
I used to call him Screech.
Oh, that's even
Screech.
Worse.
Does Screech have a Jufro?
Yeah. Jufro.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, but he's not Jewish though, is he?
No, it doesn't matter. You
his
don't have to be a Jew to have a Jufro.
His last name is Diamond.
That should be on a shirt. You don't have to be a Jew.
You don't have to
Jew
be. Well, see the thing with Dustin Diamond, he had a Jufro mullet because
oh
early Screech grew out his hair in the back.
Horrible. So
it was a Jufro and a mullet.
But you know, like that girl Selena Gomez, she's like 18 or something, and it's like no, I don't even think she's like 16 actually. Have you seen Selena Gomez? I don't even know who these people are. She's on this show called Wizards of Waverly Place. Don't ask me why I know it. I have never once watched the show, but I only know it because
you go to Walmart, you'll see their shit everywhere.
That and also like on New Year's, they were performing. She was performing on one of those New Year's Dick Clark shows, and I was like, "What the heck is this?" It's like a 16-year-old girl that's like queen of the world or something. I was like, "What?"
Well, that's the thing, iCarly. Is part of that whole Walmart generation.
Is that what it is? It's
yeah.
the Walmart generation?
No.
Every time I go to
and
Walmart,
then,
it's
and then,
iCarly.
And Miley Cyrus
and Miley
is the
Cyrus,
queen of that?
Man,
Miley
no,
Cyrus
no,
has her clothing line up there.
If you've ever had to take a piss at a Walmart, you go to everyone knows you go to the layaway section because the bathrooms in the back are always nicer. But you, I swear, every Walmart has always has it. Yeah, Georgia has a lot of Walmarts. But they always place like the school supplies in that aisle. Like
yeah.
that. They're always in the middle.
You and get then, your iCarly like
no, you'll see
pencil
the,
box.
You'll see the backpacks. It's always the same thing. Jonas.
Oh yeah, the Jonas.
iCarly.
I forgot about the Jonas.
And
brothers.
The Wizards of Waverly Place.
They have Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes.
I have idea what the storyline is of the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Well, now she has her own band called Selena Gomez and the Scene.
But is this supposed to be something that's off of like? Is this supposed to be something that's off of like the Harry Potter?
I thought they were trying to do like this generation's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh man, well, Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh my, Maxim tanked her career too.
Really?
Yeah, she couldn't get shit after that because she did that spread in Maxim.
Did she look crappy on that?
Oh no, she was hot in the Maxim spread.
But then people were like, "Oh, she's too old for me now."
She did that thing where she lost like a lot of weight. She was on one of those magazines.
No. What she was?
She was like, she got heavy.
Yeah, but the Maxim spread was perfect.
Oh, she got married too, so that
she
might
got
be
married.
The end of it.
She and she was on a reality show based on her marriage. Then she got fat for a while, and she
and
lost.
Then she got pregnant.
She lost like 100 pounds.
So she pulled a Topanga.
I don't know, but she got big and then she lost weight and then she looked good. I don't know.
What do you guys think of like the lifestyle of like the teen idol? Like, is that something that like when you were young, you're like, I wish I could do that?
No,
is that something
really
you is
I
that
mean,
something you wish onto someone else?
Who did we have? We had New Kids.
What? Oh yeah. I don't even know
and
if that counts as my generation.
Kids, and I hated the New Kids because I remember girls would be out in the playground like trading the cards of them and stuff, and
hanging
I was like,
tough.
I had no passion for New Kids. I didn't give a shit about New Kids. Like, I just really didn't.
Now all these people are like really like looking up to like Paris Hilton and Britney, and we're like in the slut generation. Really, that's what's happened
but
with
now,
all the girls.
Society's going downhill.
But burn society, burn.
Even like all these kids though go nuts over it. Oh,
I wanted to tell you. Go nuts for what?
All these people. Justin Bieber. You know that girl? I have a coworker that's
Isn't that Bieber? Right? Is it like Briber?
It's like B E I B E R. Anyway,
whatever. Oh, you know what's it's so hilarious. Like, remember because we didn't know what his name was, and like when we're on the West Coast and we're seeing all these pictures of him, he's like, who? You're looking through Teen Beat or whatever those magazines
J14.
Are.
J14.
And you're like, who is this dude with the comb over that they keep on showcasing in this?
I don't
we're
know.
Like, who the fuck
I was
is
trying
this?
To find out who and he was.
Yeah,
he was on
like,
every magazine cover.
Yeah, and we're like, where the hell did he come from? Out of the blue,
came
this
from nowhere.
Was this helmet head kid. That's like because you're he's
you, know, you
and
don't know
Carolyn,
this kid yet?
No
but Carolyn's
he's everywhere
but Carolyn's
I don't
like,
pay attention to everything
but Carolyn's like oh look Gerard Way oh look who is it and then who's this dude and like and then Billy Joe Armstrong for some reason is like and who is this helmet haired kid that all of a sudden pops up everywhere and then now we know who he is and now you have that song stuck in
and now what happened was Usher discovered this kid and this kid was putting up his singing on YouTube to like communicate with his family, cause so like his, I guess his family, his whole gimmick or whatever, is saying that he was saying that his family is all around the United States.
That's
and
bullshit.
So
he did that on purpose.
Yeah, well that's what he says.
Fucking
but,
chocolate rain guy.
He put his videos up on the internet and apparently he got an agent from that and then the agent was like, hey, come down to Atlanta, and then he saw Usher down there in the recording studio. And then, like, his first meeting with Usher, he was like, hey, Usher, like, what's going on, man? I love your songs. Can I sing one for you? But he was like, not now, little man. Gotta go.
Not now,
then,
little man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said.
Usher's
and,
a dick.
And then, but then, like, later on, like, a week later, Usher found out who the kid was based on his videos on the internet.
And he's like, I can
and
make
then,
some money off
and
of
then,
this white
and
boy.
Then, yeah, and then Usher was like, I'm gonna make some money. And then he flew him down again and then signed him.
Oh, my God. Your granny panties.
But it's like so horrible. But that that kid though. Do you want to know?
That.
You want to know a story? You want to know a story about that? Because one of my coworkers is actually. It's kind of strange, but she needed a job. But she's actually from New York City, so she comes down and like lives with her friends during the week and works in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
But then on the weekends she'll go back home to
Union Station train or something?
I don't know, but she comes back to New York City. Don't ask me how she does it, but she does.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she told me that Justin Bieber last weekend, it was Justin Bieber weekend in New York City, and she said that the worst, oh my God, it was so horrible. She said that radio stations were doing this gimmick so that, you know, like his latest music video had bowling in it?
Yeah.
Well, they were doing this gimmick where dads came to the radio stations and shaved their, or did their hair like Justin Bieber, that stupid comb over look, and if they did that, then their daughters would get tickets to go bowling with Justin Bieber.
That is
so gay.
Gay.
Oh my God.
Man, what a promotion for that.
But it's promoting the haircut. It's not even promoting the stupid guy.
Now
he's based all around his hair.
Now
it's a dumb haircut too.
As we're talking about this, I just want to end this show on a high note. And I want to say that Morgan Webb is 10 million times better than Olivia Munn any day.
Or Justin Bieber.
Or Justin Bieber. Morgan Webb is awesome.
Just wait 5 years. It'll be iCarly.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
I feel perverted and dirty.
That's really messed up. Well, that's today's show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I'll be hunting iCarly in 5 years. I'm Danny.
Thanks for joining us, Danny.
My pleasure.
And we'll catch you. We will catch you all next week. Oh, wait. Check out astrayproductions.com and curls-studio.com. curls-studio.com/sketchbeforesleep. astrayproductions.com/help-one-of-the-movie. Blah, 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 blah. See y'all next time.